Welcome to Shomar Shabbat Nadav. She is sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Mei, a daf full of Agata. The beginning, the Mishnah and Amud Aleph says that one of the memras that we would say that we're saying in Sukkah is Ani Vehoy Hoshiyano. Rashi explains what is Ani Vehoy Hoshiyano. So first it says it's Gematria of Ono Hashem, but then Rashi goes on to speak something which is Mamash Kabbalah. And he goes to explain that the name of Hashem, there's a name called Shem Ayin Beis, the 72 letters. And the way the 72 letter of the name Hashem is written, is there's three psukim in Parshas B'Shalach. One pasuk says, Vayisa Malach Elokim, Orid Lech Lifni Mach Nisrael, Vayelech Macharem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went from in front of Am Yisrael to behind them. The next pasuk says, Vayovel Ben Macharem Yitzrayim Ben Machne Yisrael, he stood in between the Mitzrayim and Am Yisrael. The Lord curves as they call Lael, that's Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim, they not get close to each other. And the third pasuk says, Vayek Moishes Yodo Alayam, Vayoelech Hashem Esayam Ruach Kadim Azako Alaylo, Vayoseb Esayam Lecharova. Moishe Rabbeinu picked up his hand, and throughout the night there was wind until came the Geula of Am Yisrael. Explains Rashi, each one of these three psukim has 72 letters. You take the first letter of the first pasuk, the last letter of the last pasuk, and the first letter of the third pasuk, that's the first sequence of this name called Shem Ayin Beis. And this sequence is Vehoy, because the first letter of the first pasuk is Vayiso. The last letter of the second pasuk is called Halaylo, as a Hey. And the first letter of the third pasuk is the letter Vav. And as we continue doing that sequence, second letter of the first pasuk, one before the last, the second pasuk, second letter of the third pasuk, and that's, and you add up one more, until the middle sequence number 37, that it comes out to be the word Ani. So you take the two names, or two sequences, that come out from these two psukim, you have Ani, the middle one, and you have Vehoy, which is the first one, and that's Ani Vehoy Yoshiyana, that's what Rashi explains. Ask Stasis why you take Dafka these sequences. Why don't you take some of the other words that come out from this psukim? So Tosfos adds, because we want to come and emphasize the point, based on a pasuk in Yechezkel that says, Ani b'toicha goyelo, and then it says a pasuk, V'hu asur b'zikim, you want to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in galus. He's suffering with us, so we take these two words, Ani v'hoi, referring to Ani v'hu, two psukim that say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also in galus. So as the Mefarshim, the Mekubalim explain, these psukim represent the deep connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael, as the Tosfos is pointing out. Because the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael are always together. And if you look at it, you'll see that what is these three psukim talking about? The three psukim are talking in the darkest point of Am Yisrael before they go to Kriyas Yam Suf. They're in front of the water, the Mitzrayim are behind them, they have nowhere to run. It's before the actual Kriyas Yam Suf. Only in the morning, that's when the water splits. So throughout the night, it's the time of the deepest darkness. And that's why it's not a random thing, it wasn't the night. Because always day represents Geula, and the night always represents Golus and time of Imuno. What's going on throughout the time of Golus, the time of darkness? HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his Anana covered Amud Eish, and puts it in between Machne Yisrael and Machne Mitzrayim. Explains Rashi there in Parshas B'Shalach, Mashal to somebody who's taking his son in the way, come thieves, he steps, he's in front of him to protect his son. Come wolves, he goes behind to protect his son. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always protecting us, even in the time of darkness, the Mitzrayim are here, it's a time of Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here going between us and Mitzrayim to protect us from the arrows of the Mitzrayim. And in the meantime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, start the process that will bring it to the Geula. He should pick up his mate, and then there's a ruach, there's a wind coming, blowing, to create the Kriyas Yam Suf. Meaning, during the time of galus and darkness, while Am Yisrael is suffering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bears on himself the suffering. And while that's happening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking on himself to bring the Geula. So these three psukim, they refer to that connection that we have. As the Tosfos points out, Ani v'hoi, we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are together. He's with us in Galus. are the three psukim that talk about the time of darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still protecting Am Yisrael. So it's not just these two words of the psukim, the Aniva Oy, the first one and the middle one. But mainly this is the theme of the entire psukim over here, and we're presenting with these two psukim, which is the first one and the middle one, which really bring out this emphasis, Aniva Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in the time of Golus. This is what the Shemayin base that we are using in Sukkot, in the time of Rishanes, when we sing, Hoshana, Hoshiyano, save us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we are together. That's what we're referring to over here. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.